We're up to Nunches of the Beis. Okay, Al Hazikin. My Zikin. Whereas the Mishnah says, on Zikin, you make Osa Masa Bereshis. No, you say Baruch Shekocho V'rosu Mole Olam. My Zikin, what are Zikin? Omar Shmuel Kochva the Shavit. It's a comet. Rashi, Kochva the Shavit. Kochav Hayored Kechetz Barakia Mimakal Namakom. What's it called? A star that goes like an arrow in the sky from place to place. The Oruch Keshavit. And it's long, it has a long tail, like a stick, a cane. Shu Yore. The nearer to Moshe Poseach Rakia. It looks like it's opening the sky. V'omar Shmuel, Nehirin li Shvile de Shmaya ke Shvile de Nahardo. Shmuel said, the pathways of the heavens are as clear to me as the pathways of Nahardo where he lived. So the Tos Rosh Yeshiva says, the Chiddush over here is not that Shmuel knew astronomy, that he knew the streets in Nahardo. Right, he says, learn from here, Talmud Chacham has to know the place where he lives, directions, whatever. Yaakov Kamenetsky said for a different reason. I think when he first came to Toronto, so he spent a few days studying street maps. Because anybody would ask him directions, he'd be able to give the directions, that's a chesed. But Tos Rosh Yeshiva said, Talmud Chacham should know the city that he lives in, he should be aware of what's going on around him. Right, the Gemara says in Tainis that Talmud Chacham called Mile de Masa Ram Yale. All things of the city are on his responsibility. So he has to know the city too. So Shmuel not only knew the byways of the heavens, he knew the streets in Nahardo too. Levar Mikoch v'deshavit. Everything I know about astronomy, except I don't understand comets. Okay, which even till today, astronomers are not 100% sure what comets are. They're doing a lot of study on comets. The lo yodana mainihu. I don't know exactly what a comet is. Ugmire de lo over kisla. That a comet never passes ksil, is one of the signs of the zodiac. The e over kisla chorav alma. If it would pass ksil, pass that constellation, then the world would be destroyed. Rosh says v'hokoch hazin and da'over. L'maisa, we do see that comets do pass that constellation. Zivehu da'over. No, the comet itself doesn't pass there, but its light does. U'mischazik da'over. It looks like it's passing by, but the truth is that it's not passing. It's just its light that's passing by. K'da'over iu. Rav Huna b'reid of Yeshua Amar vilon hu de mekara de megalgel u'merzi nahora derakia. Rav Huna b'reid of Yeshua said that a comet is where the layer of the sky is opened up, and what's it called? You can see the light coming from behind that first layer of sky. The Hora Derekia. Rashi, see what this all is. And here, all of these things about astronomy, again, when we have time in the end, we're going to have a few days to cover quite a few of the things that we mentioned here that we'd have a chance. But one of the things, all these astronomical things that we'll see, the Gemara is going to explain what thunder is or whatever, there are ways of understanding it, not that the Chazal are telling us the physical causes of these things, but every single thing has a spiritual counterpart, and we're talking about the spiritual counterpart of these things, not the physical, how they physically look. Rashi, Koch v'deshavi sederei, u'gemirei d'lover kisla, she'enu maver mazel ksil k'shu shavit. That the comet doesn't pass the constellation of Ksil. Kisla's Ksil. Okay, Rav Huna Omar, my Zikin. Rav Huna has a different meaning of Zikin. Vilon hu de mekare, umischaze rakia, derech hakriya karomach. Right, the sky opens up, right, it's torn apart, and you can see the light of the next layer of sky through the tear. So that's what it is. It's a sudden, flash of light in the sky. Ravashi Omar, Koch Bahu, Do'akar, Mehai Gisa, De Kisla, Mechazi Le Chavre, Mehach Gisa. umiboyis umerzi commando over. Right? So once you call. So that's Ravashi is going back on what we said before, that the kochvad the shavit never passes ksil. So he says that what's it called? That something, it looks like it does. He says it, a star from this side of ksil, right, is what's it called? Uprooted, and the other side sees it, and it looks like the comet passed by ksil, but really it's other stars that are getting involved. See Rashi. No Rashi. Okay, let's go on. Shmuel Rami. Shmuel brought a contradiction in Psukim. Ksiv Osa Osh Ksil Vekima. The Rabbanu Shlom made, these are all names of constellations. Osh, Ksil, and Kima. Uksiv Osa Kima Uksil. Another Pasuk puts Kima before Ksil, and the first Pasuk we put Ksil before Kima. So why the change in the order? Ketzat. Il Mole Chama Shol Ksil Loniskayim Olam Mitneitzina Shol Kima. The constellation of Ksil, right, causes tremendous heat in the world. Okay? And the constellation of Kima causes tremendous cold. So if it wouldn't be for the constellation of Ksil that neutralizes the cold of Kima, Vilmole Tzina Shol Kima, Loniskayim Olam Nechama Shol Ksil, and if it wouldn't be the cold of Kima that neutralizes the heat of Ksil, they cancel each other out, the world couldn't exist. So therefore, sometimes it puts Ksil first, and sometimes Kima first. Okay. Ugmire ilav ukta da akrava, the monach benahar dinor, kol man da have trikle akrava lo have chai. If it wouldn't be for the tail of scorpion, Scorpio is one of the mazolos, which is machlokas really Rashi in the Marsha, right? What akrav is, Rashi learns it's a star in Kima. That's called Akrav, and Marsha says it's the more common usage of Akrav, which is one of the zodiac, one of the constellations. It's the mazel of Cheshvan, right? Of what's it called? Of Scorpio is October, is around then, I think. What?
November.
Okay. Well, the end of November is Sagittarius, so it's before that. Okay. Early November. Okay. Must be from the middle of October till the middle of November, because from the middle of November is Sagittarius, that I know. Okay. Ilav uktsa the akrava the monach ben hardum dinor, if it wouldn't be for the tail of scorpion, which extends into Nahar Dinor. Nahar Dinor is a river of fire. Again, these are all spiritual ideas. No physical river of fire, but it goes into the river of fire. Anybody who got bitten by a scorpion wouldn't be able to live. So the fact that scorpion bites don't always kill is because the tail of the scorpion above, the spiritual power connected that scorpion, its tail is in the fire of Nahar Dinor. Behind the Komerle Rachmona Le'iyov, that's what the Rebbe Shem said to Iyov, Hiskasher Ma'adonos Kima, O Moshos Ksil Tiposach. Right? The Rebbe Shem said to Iyov the following, that Kshorim Shal Kima, the fact that Kima is tied down, as if tied down, his tail is in this river of fire, right, that's why people can exist. Let's see Rashi. Ksiv, Osa Ash Ksil the Kima, the Kadme Le Ksil the Kima, that Pasuk, Ksil comes before Kima. And the other Pasuk, Kima comes before Ksil. Okay, so Malam Shishneim Shavim comes to tell me they're equal. We need both of them to cancel out each other. Shil mole chama shol ksil, ksil sholet b'yemosa chama. Ksil is a mazel, it's a constellation that has power in the summer. L'hochi akdemei kro, kima sholet b'yemosa shomin. L'hochi akdemei kro. And what's it called? And ksil, and kima is what's it called, has its power in the winter. So therefore, sometimes Ksil is important in the summer, and sometimes Kima is important in the winter. So sometimes, so one Pasuk put Ksil first and one Kima first. And then you need both of them, because if it wouldn't be for the heat of this, the cold of this would overpower everything, and if it wouldn't be for the cold of this, the heat of this would overpower everything. Akrav hainu kima. So Rashi says, Akrav umimazel tlehu. Akrav is the same as the star called Kima, and it's part of the constellation of the Aries. Aries is a goat. It's the one before Aries. Capricorn is a goat. Aries is a tle. That's the sheep. That's Nisan. That's in the spring. Right? So that's the mazel of Nisan is tle, and Kima is a star in that constellation, and it's also called Akrav. The Marsha says it's not talking about that. Akrav means the constellation of Scorpio, which Taka is in the autumn. Nahar Didar Mateshet Kochot Shel Akrav. So this fire, this river of fire, weakens the power of the scorpion above, and the male of the scorpions down here are weakened also, and they can't kill everybody they bite. Uksuga Akrava Zonav HaAkrav. The tail of Akrav in the heavens extends into Nahar Dinor. Ma'adonos Kima, Kshorim Shel Kima. The fact that Kima is tied down, it's tied into, it's connected to Nahar Dinor, right? Is a positive thing. My Kima, Omar Shmuel. Why is it called Kima? Why is this star or constellation called Kima? Kimeya Kochvi, because it's a shortened version of 100 stars. Yesh Bein Akochavim Shel Kima Shehein Kochon Shel Kima Kocha Shel Kima. Right, the power of this star, of this constellation, has 100 stars associated with it. Amri lo de mechanfei, va'amri lo de mevadran. Some say that they're all close together, and some say that they're spread apart. Rashi, kimei akoch v'yesh bein akochav shel kima shein kocha shel kima. There are 100 stars that make up this constellation. Amri lo de mechanfei osen shein kocha shel kima va'amri lo mevadran. Some say that the main power of this constellation is 100 stars that are spread out. And some say there are 100 stars that are close together. Okay. My Osh, there's a constellation called Osh. Osh means a moth, but it's a name of a constellation. Om Rav Yehuda, Yuta. That is Yuta. Rashi, Yuta. Mayuta, Amri la Zon of Tle. Yuta is the tail of the Tle, the tail of Aries. Amri la Resha de Eglon. Some say it's the head of Capricorn, the goat, which is the next mazel. The mazolos rise according to different times of the year. That's when they come up first. So in the spring, Nisan, Tle comes up first, followed by Capricorn. By Taurus is a bull. Yeah, so that's the one? Okay. So that's so what is Aries? Which one is that? That's
Aries. Yeah.
Ashore, okay. Taurus, okay. So the eagle is the shore. Okay, that's Taurus. Okay. So what's it called? So first comes the Tle, then the next one is the shore. Okay, that's the next in line. It's more reasonable that Osh is in the tail of the sheep and not in the head of the bull. In other words, it's the end of the first constellation, not the beginning of the next constellation. Why deceive the Ayish al Bonero Tanachim? Right? That Ayish on its children will be comforted. Alma Chasera. Mashma, that it's missing something, and in order to make up for the loss, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam banged the tail and made it flat, so it looks like it compensates for the stars that were taken off. Right? We'll see which stars were taken away from the tail of Tle. Again, it's all not talking about the physical thing that we see. It's talking about the spiritual forces behind it. Rashi. Yuta Amrila the Kaima Bazanov Tle, the Amrila the Kaima Barish Egla. Some say that this Yuta, this star, which is Ayish, is in the tail of the constellation of what's it called, of the Tle, and some say it's the head of, in the head of the constellation of Shor. Reisha de Egla, Rosha Shal Egel, the Hainu Mazel Shor. That is the Mazel of Taurus. The Hunim Shechachar Mazel Tle. That's the next constellation that follows the constellation of the Tle, right, which is the sheep. Rosh HaShor, Somach Lezon of Tle. Therefore, the head of the Shor is right after the tail of the Tle. Shekein HaSeder, Tle, Shor, Taomin. That's the order. First, the what's it called, the Tle, that's the first constellation that rises in Nisan. Then in Iyar, the Shor rises first. And then in Sivan, it's Taomim, is the twins.
It's Gemini.
Gemini, Gemini. Right, okay. Umistabra Kamanda Omer Zonov, Hainu Kochov Masuyin Kizonov. Right, it's Mistabra that Ayish are the stars that are made, look like the tail of the Tle, Milsiva Ayish al-Boneo Tanachin, because it says Ayish is comforted for the loss of its children, Alma Chaseira, the high zone of Nevzik Atar for the Torah. The tail looks like it's been flattened out to compensate for the loss of something that was taken away from it. Kitar for the Torah, Dover Shu Chaser, you have something missing something, right? You have something with chipped away. The Sasmu Migufo, Shasu Kanus Umishaze Kimaka Bekornis, Tarfa de Torif, Muka Bahakos, Kimobeya Trufa. So Rashi says what it means is like this. If you have something, a metal thing that has something chipped off, so what do? You knock it down, and it becomes thinner, and it, what's it called? It covers the place that was, you don't put something else on it, but within itself, it covers the place where that thing was missing. So, that's one shot. And Torah means to beat, like beating an egg. An egg beater, right? A beaten egg is an beitza trufa. Lashon Acher, Kimishchazi Ketarfa Mitraf, Nidbak Yachad, Vaso Snifin Kimen Chibur. It looks like you pasted it together. If it's missing something, you paste it together. The first shot is you don't paste anything. You have something chipped away, you bang on it with a hammer, and it, what's it called, spreads out and covers the area that was chipped, or you pasted something onto it. Whatever it is, the tail of the Tle looks like that. So it looks like it was hammered out or whatever and flattened. So something was missing, and this compensated for what's missing. And what happened over here? The Amra, the Azla, Vahai, the Azla, Basra, the Amra, La Havli Bonai. And this Ayish, which is the, in the tail of the Tle, right? Ayish Acher Kima. Why does the stars called Ayish go after the stars called Kima, which are in that tail? The Amrei Lake, as if she's saying to Kima, Havli Bonai, Shnei Kochavim, give me back my stars that were taken from me. Right? Shabishah, now we're going to understand where those stars were taken out of the tail of the Tle from Ayish. Right, and why is this? Why did it need to be compensated for? Right, where were these stars taken from? Where were they go to? Shebishosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu bikesh v'havi mabel la'olam, when the Rabbanu Shem wanted to bring a flood to the world, in the time of the flood, notel shnei kochavim mikima, he took two stars out of the constellation of Kima, v'havi mabel la'olam, and that is how the mabel came. These two stars were altered, and somehow that brought the mabel. Rashi, no Rashi. We wanted to close it up. It seems like this opened up, like it says, Arubos Hashamayim Nitachu. The windows of the heavens opened up. So God took out two stars, and the Mabel was able to come because of that power. Now the Mabel didn't come out of the sky where the stars were. Right? It came from rain. But the rain was enabled by these two stars being taken out, like they stopped up the spiritual powers that held back the rain. When those stars were taken away, the spiritual powers that governed the rain were able to have free rain. And when he wanted to close it up again to turn off the flow, Notel Sneko Chav Me Ayish. He took two stars out of Ayish, the Sosma, and he closed it up with those two stars. So the original two stars were taken from Kima, from the what's it called, the tail of the Tle. And they were taken from Ayish to close it up. So Mar says, Lahadir La, let him put the same stars back. Why did he take two other stars to close up what he took two original stars away, take the original stars and put them back? Ein habor mismala micholyoso. No, you can't fill a bore from what you dug out of it. We had that before, the beginning of the Masech. Inami ein kateger nasa saneger. The two stars that were taken away were negative. They were the prosecutors. You can't now close it up and make the defense from the prosecution. It has to be two different things. So for those two reasons, the Rabban Shalom couldn't take the original stars to close off the Mabul. He had to take two other stars. Where it says, V'livli ra trei kofi akrini. So why do you have to take it away from Ayish? To create two new stars and close it up. Ein kol chodesh takas ha-shemesh. No, the Rabban Shalom doesn't create anything new. Everything after Maisa Bereishis is there. There's no new creations. So God couldn't create two new stars. He had to take them from somewhere. So he took them from Ayish to close up what he took away from Kima to begin with. Amar Rav Nachman, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachziron. In the future, God will return them. Shenemar va'ayish al boneh tenachim. Ayish will be comforted from its children, from the two stars that were taken away. And the Marsha says, in this world, ain chodesh tachas HaShemesh. But in the future, God's going to create Shomayim Chadoshim, the Eretz Chadoshim, and there'll be new creations. Within the time of Olam Haba, whatever, there'll be mamish new creations. Olam Haba is a new world that'll be created different than this world. Okay, Rashi. The high the Azla Ayish Acher Kima. Why does Ayish go after Kima? The Amri Lo Havli Bonei Shnei Kocham. Give me back my two stars. So Mar says, Leheder Lekima Olsen Kocham Lasen Shenot Leimena. Why doesn't God put back the original two stars from Kima that he took away to close up the Mabul? So he says, because you can't, one reason is because you can't fill a bore with what you dug out. And the second reason is those two stars taken away were a kategor, they can't become the sanegor, they can't become positive. The al hazvaos, my zvaos, what are zvaos? Omer Rav Ketina goen, earthquakes. Rav Ketina haviko ozul beurcha, ki mata apiska debe uba tamya. So Rav Ketina was traveling, and he passed by the doorway of Uba Tamya. Uba Tamya, Uba was his name. Tamya means bones. Uba, the bone man, because he used to use bones to conjure up the dead. Right? That's how they, what's it called? He was a Baal Ov. Okay, Rashi. Goha, they'll show them Korim Re'ida Sa'oretz Goha. In their language, I guess it's in Aramaic, an earthquake was called the Goha. Uba Tamya, Baal Ov Shalatzamos. He was a magician, a necromancer.
Witch doctor.
Okay, witch doctor, yeah. And he used to use bones. That's Tamya. Tamya means bones. Sha'osik kishup atzomos hames. He did magic with dead bones. Tamya atzomos. And the word Tamya means bones. The domelo meseches kalim. Base, bayis mole Tamya. Pirish Rav Hai, mole Tamya, bayishu mole atzomos. A room that's full of bones. So Tamya means bones. The heavy raya alzemi bereshis rabba. He brought a raya. The word tamya means bones from bereshis rabba. The tani andrinus shochik tamya. The Gemara says Andrianus was one of the ones who were with the Romans who destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. So it says on him shochik tamya. His bones be ground up. It's a klala. The hainu shochik atzamos. May his bones be ground up. The ein lefarish ov tamay shein zahaloshin. Why is Rashi going to this length? Because you could learn Uba Tamya, he was an Ov Tame. Right? He was a defiled Ov. Now, Uba wasn't his name. Uba is Ov. He was a magician, a witch doctor, who was used bones. Gonach Goa. So what's it called? What happened was, while he was passing this witch doctor, there was an earth tremor. Omar Miyodea. Uba Tamya, hi Goa Mahu. Do you know what the earthquake is? You know what causes earthquakes? Romele Kola, so he yelled at him, Ketina, Ketina. This is Rav Ketina. Amailo Yodana, Why don't you know what the earthquake is? What are you asking me? You don't know what an earthquake is? B'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zokher Es Bonav Sheshurim B'Tzar, when God remembers that his children are in Golus and in suffering, Beinumo Sa'olam, amongst the nations of the world, Morid Shtei Demos Liamagadol. He cries two tears into the ocean, the Kolo Nishma Misofa Olav Yasofa, and the sound of those two tears are heard from one end of the world to the other. V'hainu go, and that causes an earthquake. Right? The tears that drop into the ocean, God's tears that drop in the ocean, cause the earthquake. Okay, again, this is not the physical cause of an earthquake. God doesn't have physical tears either. But the spiritual forces, right, that cause earthquakes, this is the spiritual force. Omer of Katina, Ubatam Yakodifu. So Katina said, you're a liar. Right? Ubatam is a liar. Umile Kedivin. What you say is lies. Ihachi goa goa mi boyale. Right? It should have been two tremors. Goa goa. Not just one, right? Because it's two tears. Velohi. It's not really true. Right? What Rav Katina said is no proof against what Ubetamya said. Goa godit ovid. Right? Really, that's what happens. You have double tremor. What's it called? The Haidlo Odi Lake, Yehidlo Litoi Kule Alma Basre. And the reason Rav Katina didn't agree with him is that people shouldn't be, think that this Ubetamya really knows what he's talking about, and they'll go to him for his magic, for his witch doctor things. So in order to keep people away, Rav Katina said, you don't know what you're talking about. Rav Katina Didei Omar, what did Rav Katina himself say? Where is the source of earthquakes? Sofei Kapov, God claps his hands. Shenemar, the Gamani Aka Kapi El Kapi Vanichosi Chamosi. In order to allay my anger, right, because my children are suffering amongst the nations, I clap my hands. And the clapping of God's hands is the earthquake. Rav Nosson Omer, Anocha Misaneach. The Rebbeinu Shem sighs. Shenemar Vanichosi Chamosi Bom Vehinchamti. So what's it called? I will sigh and in that way allay my anger. V'Rabbanan Amri Boi Perakia. The Rabbanan say the Rebbeinu Shem kicks the heavens. Shenemar Heidad Kedorchim Ya'ana El Kol Yoshvei Ha'aretz. The Rebbeinu Shem calls out Heidad, like the people who trample the grapes, right? So he kicks the heavens. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Dochek Yisraglav Tachas Kisei HaKavod, right? He pushes his feet under the Kisei HaKavod, right? What's under the Kisei HaKavod? The footstool, okay? What is the footstool? The earth. Shenemar Komer Hashem HaShamayim Kisei, the heavens are my throne, the Haaretz Hadom Raglayim, the earth is my footstool. So when the Rebbeinu Shem pushes his feet down under his chair, so it pressures the earth and makes a earthquake. Okay. Rashi, Goa, Gonach Goa, Vatigash Vatirash, Kolomer Nizdaza Sa'oretz, Ma'od Ma'od, the earth shook. Gonach Goa, Chada Milsi, it's all one same thing, B'chein Aloshin, that's how it says. Gonach Goa means it made a tremor. Goa Goa, mi boyale shnei pamim hoyalo nizdazea, keneged shnei devos. If it's caused by the tears that God drops into the ocean, there should be two tremors. Truth is that earthquakes have that. They have an initial tremor, and then there's an aftershock. So there are two tremors in every earthquake. Sofei Kapov, who may also call Mizdazas Haaretz, when the Rebbeinu Shem hits his hands together, the sound that it causes, the vibrations, Shematzinu Shekapov Sofei, Shenemer Gamani Akir Kapi El Kapi, we find the Rebbeinu Shem claps his hands. Anocha misaneach, umi also anocha, from that sigh, marida karka, from the sigh, the vibrations of the sigh, the earth shakes. Umatzino shemisaneach, where do we see the God sigh? Shenemar, vanichosi chamosi bom. Kibiyochel ka'adam shiesh lochema, a person's angry, umisaneach, and he gives a sigh, umisnachem daito, and he feels better after that. Va'osolo nachas ruach. Vihinchamti, and nachem ala rosh asisi lahem. I feel bad about the bad that I caused them, that they're suffering. Heidad kedorchim yane, shedorechu boi perakia. The Rebbeinu Shem like tramples the heavens, and the trampling causes the earthquake. V'ha'aretz hadom raglai, kigon shedocha tachas kisei hakavod, magia bi'uto ad lo'aretz, shehi hadom raglav. If he steps down, pressures underneath the kisei, he hits the footstool, which is the earth. Okay. Al ha-ra'amim, on thunder, my ra'amim, right, what is thunder? Omar Shmuel, anoni begalgala. These are clouds, what's it called, Rashi? Anonim mischofethim umischachachim. It's clouds that hit together, right? Two clouds hit together, they rub against each other, the nishma hakol, and that makes thunder. Loshen acher, ha'anonim pogim begalgol, umisgalgol osim hagalgol, balkorcham, va'osu hakol hainu ra'amim. The galgol is the wheel, it's not a wheel, it's what's it called, the astronomy of both the Greeks, and what seems from Chazal also, there's what makes everything move around is this tremendous wheel that all the stars are connected to, and that revolves. That's how the stars revolve. So that galgal is this heavenly wheel, right, that's constantly turning. When the clouds hit it, it makes a noise that's called thunder. Shenemar kol ra'amcha b'galgal, he'iru b'rakim teva. Right, that the noise of your thunder in the galgal, in this wheel, and then there's lightning. Rugs of Atira Sha'aretz, and the earth shakes because of that. Rabbanan Amri, Anoni Deshafchi Maila Dodi. It's clouds that are pouring water from one to the other. That's the sound of the thunder. Shenemar, Lekol, Tito, Hamon, Mayim, B'Shamayim. When there's a tremendous amount of water that's being poured from cloud to cloud. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omar, Barka Takifa, Deborik ba'anano umispar gzize debarza. What happens is that lightning strikes in the sky, and it breaks the ice inside the clouds, and that causes the thunder. Rav Ashi Omer anoni chalchule mechalchle the osa ziko menashiv apumayu the domi kezika alpum doni. But what happens is the clouds are like hollow, and when the wind blows in the sky, so it passes over the hollowness of the cloud, and when you blow over a bottle, an empty bottle makes a noise, right? You can make play tunes on an empty bottle. You blow over the top of the bottle and makes noise. So too, when the wind blows through the hollow clouds, it makes a noise called thunder. Mistaber Kravacha Bar Yaakov, and it's more mistaber that the source of thunder is like Kravacha Bar Yaakov. Because you see that first there's lightning, and then after the lightning there's thunder. So Mestama is the lightning that's breaking up the ice and the clouds, and that makes the what's it called, the noise, and then the rain comes. Rashi. Barka brokim shel esh, that's lightning. Misberg zizeh debarzav, also I call hainu ra'amin. And when the ice is broken up, the sound is the thunder. Gezize, dilzai, shatisus abor, pieces of ice, of hail. Chilchule mechalchule, anoni, umenashiv ziko alayu vahinu ra'amim. The clouds are hollow, and when the wind blows over them, it makes a noise. Mena me anoni, homosu anonim. The anonim make noise. Okay, right. The al haruchos. My ruchos, what are winds? Right? You don't make a brach on a regular wind. Rabbi is zaifa. It's a hurricane. A storm, a heavy wind. Rabbi, gemiri de zaifa b'leilo havi. These kinds of hurricanes don't happen at night. Ay v'hokvachas, you know the havi? What do you mean it doesn't happen? You know there are hurricanes at night? Again, I don't know if it's a hurricane. It's a very strong wind. But we see the strong winds come at night. It only starts in the day. It never starts at night. Right? It can't have what Chazal designate as Zafa, whatever that is, can't last more than 2 hours. That kind of wind that's called Zaifa can't last more than 2 hours. The time I should never losokum pamay tzora. Right? The tzora won't last pamayim two pa'imos 2 hours. I v'hoka chazina dekoi. Right, we see that there are winds that last more than 2 hours. The matzik beini beini. No, it lets up in between. Never goes straight for what's called more than 2 hours. There's a let up. Like in a hurricane, there's an eye of the storm, and then it continues again. Right, it stops for a while, and then it starts again. Okay. Okay, the truth is that it's about that amount of time, and it depends on the size of the storm. But it could be that a hurricane never has a bigger area than till you reach the eye is 2 hours worth. Okay, Rashi. But again, I don't know if Zaifa is a sufter bile. That's what Rashi says. Barka, ish, we didn't get it yet, okay. We all have brokim. What's brokim? Omer boros shekoku brosim ayale olam. My brokim. Omer rava barka, lightning. Omer rava barka yechidoa, one single lightning flash. Ubarka chira, white lightning. Ubarka yeruksan, green lightning. Va'anoni v'salkan bekeren marovis, va'asin bekeren dromis. The clouds that go our way in the west and come from the south, the tarti anoni the salkan chadal api chavert, and two clouds that meet each other and collide, kulan kashin, they're all very bad signs. Lamay mit nafkamina, what's a nafkamina? Lemiboy rachmi, shadavan, if you see these things happening, shadavan good. Bohani milay belayla, it's only at night. Clouds in the daytime are not really significant clouds. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Honi Anoni, the Tzafra Lesbe Meshasha. Morning clouds have no substance in them. The Tziv Echazdechem Kanan Boker. Your Chesed is like a cloud in the morning, meaning it's not, has no substance to it. Omer Le, okay, that's Rashi. No, Omer Le Rav Papa Labaya, Ho Amri Inchi, Kan Miftach Bevei Mitra, Bar Chamra, Mosh Shakecha V'Goni. People say that once you go, if you open up your door in the morning and you see that it's raining, right, go back to sleep. Okay? Take your, because you're not going to do any business today. This is a guy who's traveling with Chamor. So you see that the morning rain is a serious rain. Where it says, Lokashi, Hadakotr Be'eva, Hadakotr Banoni. There's thick clouds. Those are substantive even in the daytime. That's an Av. And then there's an Anon. Those are more, fluffy clouds. Those have no substance in the morning. Okay? Rashi, Barka, Lashon Mavrik Nar. It's a flash. Barka Yechidosh, Lo Hivrik El Pamechon. One single lightning flash. Ubarka Chiyuro, Barka Yeruksa. Or white lightning, green lightning, Kulukash, Shener Shel Bracha. They're all bad signs. The Salka, Chadelapi Chaver, Toshishne, I'm not in Pogans as there, two clouds collide. Anan Boker, Lo Kavua. The clouds in the morning are not substantive, they're not Kavua. Kadmiftach Bechi Mitra, Bar Chamra, Mok Shakich, Vegani. Im Kishatiftach Glasechem, if you open your door in the morning, Yered Lechamotra, you see it's raining. Lechani Omer, so I tell you, Chamor, the donkey driver. Haholich, Mokal Mokal, who travels from place to place, Lahavi Tzvua, he's a donkey driver who transports grain from place to place, Mok Shakich Vegani, right, bend over, you take a thing and you fold over your sack underneath you, the tishon alav, and go to sleep. Velo teilech anavon, don't bother traveling if it's raining in the morning. Lahavi tvuah, v'shiyuch achitin v'zol b'shvil hageshem. The reason is, not because the rain's going to stop you from moving, because you're not going to do any business anyway. There's so much rain, because if it's raining, rain in the morning, that means there'll be a plenty of tvuah, and the prices are going to be very cheap because there's going to be a big supply. And the Nela, it's not going to be worth your bother to just go and transport it from place to place because you're not going to get a good price. So you might as well go to sleep. If the sky in the morning is with really thick clouds, then it's a good sign. There'll be a lot of rain. But if it's just thin clouds, who on and Boker, those are the clouds of the morning, Ein Bo Mamash, they have no sun.